Look, all I'm saying is we're all hot. We're all thirsty. This is no time to be an IPA hole. This is the perfect pour.
You're a real IPA hole, man. Look, we're all just trying to chill out here, and you're just all being aggressive, talking about your hazy IPAs, talking about your triple IPAs, your quads. Nobody wants to drink a quad, man. It's 110 degrees. Nobody wants your freaking quads, bro.
But stouts are okay.
Yeah, golden stouts.
Stouts are always okay.
Welcome to the Perfect Porch, show about things fun to craft beer peoples. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And Red Stacy chewing on ice.
Hi. You didn't have to reveal yourself. You could have just let the listener think, like, wait, is that nice?
Dramatic pause.
What's going on? Like, things. We're going to be talking with you for a little while here, talking about the beers we drank last week, beers we're looking out for, beers we're drinking right now, and the listeners call us and they tell us stuff, and we talk about culture, and then we get out of here. That's the show. Before the show, we were tailgating. I already had me a Dancing Gnome beer. It's got two adorable possums on it. And it was an IPA, a 6.6 with Mosaic, Citra, and Amarillo. But it was brewed with Pilsner malt. Can you believe that?
Pilsner?
Must be some brewer got his hands on the recipe. Was like, no, we got to do Pilsner malt. It's pretty good. I drink it very quickly, and I'm ready for a new one.
Bam. I love gold.
I just gotta get this out, Susie.
What do you got?
Equilibrium Brewing Photon Pale Ale, 4.8%, and it's from Wazoo, and Photon is from New York, Middletown, New York. Wazoo went on a little trip with the kid and stuff, so he's got some different beers sitting around, and this is Photon Pale Ale from Equilibrium.
Nice.
New York beer. See what New Yorkers
New doing. York.
Man, that is a, look at that pour, guys. That is a rough pour.
I met you. Oh, you can't see through my glass.
So much head.
That's what he never said.
Like four fingers ahead. Like regular size fingers.
A lot of fingers. That's four.
That's a lot of fingers ahead in that glass.
Yeah.
It's wild. I had a BA Cyclone Confluence Blue Corn Lager. I'm not a big fan. Sorry.
All right. But, well, I mean, blue corn lager. I don't understand the problem, but okay.
Yeah, it's not even blue. It's not even blue,
not even
guys.
Blue. That's
if you're gonna put blue in the title.
You better check it on Untappd. You check that in and then see if anyone's going like, "Where's the blue?"
Didn't you leave it on the skins for a little bit so you get some of that blue color?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, how do they make blue tortilla chips? Tortilla chips.
Tortilla. Oh, man. Restaurante style.
Do it the same way.
Let's see. What is this? Blue Corn Lager Confluence. Okay.
Yep. There's that.
Blue corn.
And then, Nick, what have you been having?
I've been drinking, started with the West Coast Lustra. Yes, caught been drinking. From
drinking.
Dancing Gnome. Compliments of Pittsburgh Tom. Nice. I was surprised. I expected an East Coast, West Coast beer, but this was very West Coasty. Mm-hmm. And now, for their grand adventure, I've opened a Creature Oyster Stout from Big Grove Brewery. This is a BA Cyclone beer.
Nice.
My first oyster stout.
Wow. What do you think? You getting that oyster out of that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the sea salt.
This is your first.
Sweet minerality.
Your first oyster mm-hmm. stout? For real?
Briny. Oh, yeah, for real. Remember we had this conversation. That's how this ended up here. After we talked about it, Brian offered one up, and he procured a crowler. So this must be tap only.
Tap only, bro. Tap room only. Yeah, I can't believe
the description on this.
Can't believe they don't have that. I can't believe they're not distributing that. But all right, tap room only.
Tap room only.
There's a pretty big oyster stout market out there right now.
Well, we're in an oyster shortage right now. There's only, you know.
Not if you come to my neck of the woods. Okay.
I said oysters, not clams.
Oysters, clams, all the same.
No.
Tis a mollusk.
Mm-hmm. So these are briny pink oysters. Well, maybe they are from your neighborhood.
South of Shaw, for sure.
They're definitely South of Shaw oysters.
Briny
pink oysters, Ghana cacao nibs, sea salt flakes.
Cacao nibs?
It says
cacao.
Cacao nibs and sea salt flakes.
Wow. So this blue corn lager is not getting great reviews on Untappd, but uh-oh. Nobody's mentioned the lack of blueness in any of the...
See? Untappd users are more sophisticated than you think they are.
So far. Someone was like, it's clean, crisp, and slightly sweet. Yeah, I think it's the slightly sweet part that I'm having a hard time with.
I always have a hard time with that.
I don't want it to be slightly sweet.
I like how regional it is. I was saying this in
the chat. It's very regional.
So I like when you can send regional, unique regional beers. When we get an almond stout going here in Fresno, we can send that out.
Hazy almond stout.
Yep.
I gotta go get a new. I'll be right back.
All right. We'll allow it.
The disappointment continues.
The internet's not working. What
should you do? Let's listen in on Rad Stacy dressing down the house. Yeah, the internet. About the internet. Culture. Nicholas, do you have something to start?
Hello. Culture. Let's see. More and more closures of beer.
Oh, man.
Oddly enough, Tailgate Talk brought New Zealand into the atmosphere, and now we will talk about their brewery, Epic Brewing, not the Utah Epic, but the New Zealand Epic.
Is closing?
They're closing down. They're in liquidation.
No, why?
Uh-oh.
Why?
Nick.
Why?
Why did you close Epic down?
Yeah, because
they do not support opossums over there.
Yeah, they don't like the possums. Opossums.
Oh, possums. Okay.
Well, we can guess it was lack of sales.
lack of support.
The business was placed into liquidation by a special resolution of shareholders Tuesday.
Mm. Fucking shareholders.
Damn shareholders. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting big enough returns.
All right, I just opened up a Firestone Walker Undercurrent Wild Ale fermented with black currants.
Ooh. That could be fun.
I love gold.
Yeah, I tried the cork didn't make much noise.
That's a lot of currants. I think maybe somebody didn't stop them when they're talking about currants and building this recipe. They're like, how about apple currants? Yeah, well, I didn't know it was a thing. Yeah, how about blue cheese currants? I'm pretty sure that's not a thing. Maybe it is.
Are you current on your currants?
No, I'm not. I didn't know there were different currants.
They're very tiny currants. If you've ever seen an actual currant, they're very little bitty.
I've seen them in a jar.
You've seen them in a jar. Oh,
that sounds right.
Smashed up, mixed with sugar and some pectin.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Pectin ale. Somebody make a nice thick pectin beer.
Nobody,
Jello in
nobody
a jar
knows what you just
with
said.
With alcohol.
That's easy. Or at least I don't. I don't know what a pectin is, but I'm pretty sure I don't want it in my beer.
Well, it is the jelly portion of fruit peels.
Oh, that.
A skins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pectin.
I know. I got a peach tree. I know all about it.
You know all about that peach pectin?
Yep.
Nice. So it makes your jams and butters thick.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making apple butter, you got to add the skins in so you get all that thick pectin.
Right.
You heard it here first, guys. Thick. T-H-I-C-C.
All right.
C. C-C-C.
Thick. So no more Epic. Somebody's going to get all their stuff. Somebody's going to pick over. They're going to be garage selling their stuff now.
Go to the auction in New Zealand and get cheap equipment.
All right.
They don't have like a remote option. Can I just bid from afar?
Yeah. Well, if you want to pay for shipping, maybe they'll do that.
I'll be there to pick it up in a month or two. Yeah. Give me some
special
time.
Trip.
Okay.
You gotta secure your funds.
Be one of those Craigslisters that like buy something and they live 3 hours away. They're like, oh, could you meet me halfway, bro? You're like, nah. Could you bring that?
Could we meet in Portugal?
Could we meet in like Hawaii or something? Could you bring that fermenter to Hawaii?
Man, this is really good, you guys.
Uh oh. Trying to make us jealous.
It's really good. It's sour.
She's lying, Nick. It's
hard. So this is still a Jim Crooks beer who, you know what, I'm no big fan of Sour Jim. I don't think that's any surprise to anybody who knows me. They know that I don't like, but he doesn't work there anymore, so fuck that. Here we go.
If you know, you know.
Whoa,
if
you know, you know. From Firestone?
Yeah.
Firestone doesn't work there anymore.
No, Jim Crooks doesn't work for
Firestone.
Where did he go?
It's just 805.
Who cares is the question. I don't know where he went.
He went to Who Cares Brewing?
Yeah, he went to Who Cares. Who the fuck cares? He was a weirdo. Probably is a weirdo. I mean, he's not dead, I don't think. So he's a weirdo.
Well, we're all a little bit weird.
But he doesn't work there anymore. And neither do I. But I have my 805 suit on.
Nobody's reporting.
Nobody loves me and neither HR. Do I.
Whatever. Sour beer.
We're reporting you to Firestone Walker.
Yeah, I'm telling Firestone Walker.
At Rad Stacy says,
can you believe what one of your former reps is saying on a podcast?
While wearing her 805 shirt.
While wearing my 805 shirt. I guarantee you that Jim Crooks had nothing to do with 805. So, yeah.
What else, Nick?
Oh, as always, we're always looking for new, unusual places to drink. How about drinking at SeaWorld?
All right. That seems problematic. I don't know. You got a lot of water with marine life in the water and drunk guy watching.
Yeah.
It doesn't
spill your beer.
Doesn't seem good.
Drinking with dolphins? No. Drinking with a porpoise.
Every Tuesday, Marie World is drinking porpoise with dolphins.
Drinking.
Porpoise. I'm purposely drinking this beer.
I'm drinking with a porpoise.
You say porpoiseful drinking? What,
yeah. What's my porpoise in life? Yeah, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's like they're going to have a craft beer festival at SeaWorld in Orlando.
It's just a one.
It's the Orlando one, it's guys. Just a festival. Not San Diego.
They're not like opening up like all the time drinking. It's just a festival.
I don't understand it. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday from now until September 4th. So I guess every weekend is just a beer festival. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Every weekend festival. All right.
100 craft brews.
Our Florida reps better go check
wine,
that out.
Wine, seltzer, and cocktails.
Oh, good.
Seltzer. Yes. Get out of
thank,
here.
Thank God.
Seltz him? Are we
Seltz
him? Seltz her?
Seltz her? Hardly knew her.
Well, Mikey, you recently went to the Chaffee Zoo and got your drink
Fresno's
on.
Fresno's Chaffee Zoo.
Right?
For Clovis doesn't have a zoo. Fresno does.
Yeah. No, Clovis definitely has a zoo. you just
we get a zoo, he cannot afford.
Whatever you think a zoo is, I don't know. But yeah, I did. I you know, it's the beer's too expensive to get ripped. And it's not like they've got like quads there. You can there's no quads.
No, no quad IPAs.
Yeah, there's no Plenty of the Youngers there, so you're all right. No, I had a
how
beer.
How much was it? How much was the
it
beer?
It was $7 beer for a 12-ounce can of beer.
Go in with $40. You could get ripped if you get them all at the same time.
You got enough money, you can get ripped anywhere. But I mean,
I've seen people freaking ripped at the Fresno Fair, and those are $20.
I think Mikey was insulted right now. I could get ripped anywhere.
don't challenge me. I can get ripped somewhere.
I was ripped money. When I got there. Yeah, it's chug a lug in the parking lot before you go in, and you get one more to keep the buzz going. Yeah,
finally, the culture that we've all been waiting for is tailgating for zoo, going to the zoo. I've never thought about that, but damn it, why haven't I not been doing that?
Let me know. Like, I pass by the zoo every single day when I go to work, and
like,
wish I was ripped.
I enjoy going to the zoo, but it's like I'm sober the whole time, so it's kind of like I'm like at 50% when I'm enjoying it. Well, like, well, here's what you do, bro. You go in the parking lot, you get ripped right before you go in. Oh, shit. Just like football. Yeah.
I mean, I can't go in and look at all those caged animals without being ripped. Like, yeah. I gotta be slightly inebriated somehow. Yeah.
Can't just like enjoy
animals. It is sad,
especially at Sea Otter Cove.
I mean,
Sea Otter Cove, little water boxes. Nice.
They're so cute.
The new exhibit is nice.
The dogs of the water.
The African Safari part's nice. It's all nice. They got that.
Yeah, I gotta go see the new portion.
They got big old food eating court there with the big old patio. It's pretty impressive.
Truth.
If Fresno was ever to host a Radar Palooza, it's going to be on the itinerary.
At the zoo?
Chaffee Zoo, first stop.
Yep. That's a good day drinking place. Now that I know I can get ripped at Roding Park parking lot before I go in, then I'm all about it.
Yeah, just make sure you text me. I'll arrive with the styrofoam ice chest.
Yeah.
All of Mikey Tapor.
Tapor. And then then we'll go into Storyland and
sure, you got Sharpie Yeti 110 on there.
That's right. Perfect. All uppercase.
All uppercase.
All uppercase.
Look at that penmanship.
So are we, not to take a complete like U-turn or left turn or whatever we're doing, but are we totally done with talking about Anchor? Are we done with that saga?
You got something. You
can. Is everyone over it?
Go for it.
I don't know. Well, so I recently had a great conversation with a good friend of mine, B Rounds, over there in Pismo. He was just texting me a little while ago that he's using his bullhorn off of his balcony to yell at people down on Pomeroy as they turn the wrong way on a one-way street. You know, super fun shit. I love it. And, you know, we were talking...
Hey, dumbass! Yeah, you in the Corolla. That's a one-way street, you idiot. What are you, from Fresno? Go back home! Go back home!
His number one... accusation is, are you from fucking Fresno? Like, to anybody.
I knew it.
Balcony. Listen, Fresno, go back home.
Hey, listen up, Fresno. Go back home. Only people with money live here. Go home.
He's going to really laugh at that. And we were talking about how, you know, distribution really is the thing that kills brands that make slightly wrong moves or... you know, get bought out and don't have enough reps on the street to tell the good, deep story. It's not really Beer Nerds. It's not necessarily an oversaturation of craft beer in the market, but it's literally distributors who are controlling the, you know, the politics of everything. You've got the Bud distributor, you've got the Coors distributor, and then you have like maybe some little tiny small brands, but that still have, you know, a leading role brewery even at the helm of their ship. And so, like, you know, regular Joe and Jill Schmo, who's going to the grocery store and purchasing craft beer, you actually don't have any control. Like, who is actually in control is the distributor.
What?
Putting the beer in your face or not. You know, there's so much craft beer that I used to find in,
not
in
my face.
Stock rooms that would just literally be taken off the shelves by distributors going like, we're not focusing on this anymore. We don't care about the livelihood. Yeah. We don't care about anything. And, you know, that's like the real issue. So if you really want to make a difference and you really want to support, you know, mom and pop and grassroots and OG craft breweries, you know, hold your distributor accountable. Tell them what you want. Write them a fucking letter like you would to your governor about potholes in the road.
Or if you know... as a former head of liquor department at Vons, if you know who yes. the head of the liquor department is, talk to that guy. And then that guy will talk to the distributor.
Yeah, and really it's not even about that one location, though. You have category managers and you have set managers and you've got like one guy who's kind of overseeing, let's say, 50 stores. Who allows the distributor to be the set captain of resets that happen every, you know, 3 to 4 months. And if you're not there to advocate for your brand, which most craft breweries are stretched pretty thin, they may not even have a rep on the street to come and help with that. And you're screwed. You know, you could lose 3 or 4 pods in, and pods is a point of distribution for those of you who are not.
If you aren't industry.
If you're not industry. Yeah. you know, and that could totally kill your ability to ship pallets into that store. You know, you lose 3 or 4 pods, that's layers of beer that's not getting shipped to that store anymore. And you've got one person covering, let's say, 25, 30 stores. They're just not going to be able to manage it. And it's sad. That's all I had to say about that.
Yeah. Then everything's
call in and give me a hug, guys.
Aww.
Wait, are you gonna start your own distributorship, Rad Stacy, someday?
Fuck, is that no. What's gonna happen? Hell no.
Do we have that's to go fund you to start a distributor?
What that sounds like a lot of work, guys.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Rad distribution.
Rad distro. I mean, it has a catchy name.
Yeah, I always think about that. I was like, well, what if I'm like, oh, that's a lot of work. I pretty much like being the Like, let me work my 8 hours and then I'll clock out and I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. And I will not think about you at all until tomorrow morning when I come back. But if you, yeah, you own it, then you're just thinking about it 24/7.
Yeah, CPG sales of any kind, whether it's you know, alcoholic beverage or non-alcoholic beverage, it is not for the meek, guys. Like, if you think you're going to go into a chain store and make a big splash with something, like, you've got to pay to play. You've got to be there constantly because other people are there to take your shit down, your tags down. I mean, I played those dirty games too. Like, I'm not innocent. Trust me. I'm definitely guilty of, like, taking bullshit back into the
life's a big gray area,
the
man.
Stock room. But yeah, no, it's not a pretty game in the grocery business. And grocery is what leads
the leads,
you know, money and category. I mean, it's just it is the thing. Your mom and pop store, your what's the grocery store you guys like to go to get your craft beer? Your one offs for $3.99 and $4.99.
The old Catalanos.
What?
The market. It's called
The Market. Yeah, which is a indie, you know,
yeah, one dude
indie grocery store.
It's like one dude owns it, right?
Well, it is technically an IGA, so isn't it in like it's not a chain, but it's in like an umbrella of independent grocers, yeah, association, yeah, I believe. Yeah. And yes, it's a single person that owns it, but it's not a store that's going to make or break your brand.
What?
It's the chain stores.
That's that it. Yeah. I'm going to get my beer out of there right now.
I guarantee you that the one placement that your cool craft brewery made at the market, it probably cost them more money than it made them. Just guaranteed.
I don't know, man. That market is all about Pure Project right now. They got a shit ton of Pure Project.
Oh, it's because we get 10% off. That's why they're not making money.
Right. Well, and also, like, you had a rep probably go in there one time and present a whole bunch of stuff at once. And so all this stuff came in, and they're texting him, like, every week going, oh, we got this other thing. Hey, if you stopped doing that, it would never, you know, that rep goes away. That brand goes away from that grocery store.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Like, that market, it cycled through so many breweries, and I'm like, hey, what happened to Silva? They used to have Silva. What happened to blah 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 blah?
Well, I stopped hearing from that guy.
Yeah,
stopped hearing from that rep, so I don't buy it anymore.
Well,
we made all our money.
The famous one. Sorry, a local tangent here. The famous one is the guy at Fig Tree Liquor.
Oh
man, yeah. He would like get into fights with all the reps. Like, oh, no, he's not coming anymore. He wouldn't do this. He wouldn't do that. I'm like, oh, okay. I wanted to buy a beer, but all right.
Yeah, big appreciation to the little corner stores that think they can, like, super flex on the reps like that. Because we always just walk out and be like, whatever.
I called him at 12:30 and he hadn't gotten back to me for 10 minutes. So he's done.
I heard that Fast and Easy got this thing first, so I'm not fucking buying
him. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what he was all about that. He was like,
good.
Oh, was like some other store guy. He's like, yeah. I learned to like stop talking about that stuff with him. So I'd be
other places. Like, nope. Fast and Easy 14 got what first? Yeah. Don't do it.
Everything,
it was always a Facebook war, too. Yeah, it was always a Facebook war. Be like, oh, I saw so-and-so post this.
Yeah.
So I don't even want it now. Just forget it. Okay, bro. So that's all I got to say about that. Distributors, two-party system. Part of the problem.
Oh, we need a third party? Is that what you're saying?
There kind of is a third
More
party.
Parties.
We need the Green Party to come
they
in.
They don't do enough. They can't get a majority.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's all. I'll just log off now.
Any more culture items you, Rad, Stacy, or Nicholas have? No, I think no. That's a no.
Well,
I'm going to take the silence. Did you? No.
So, did you hear the quick blurb that the anchor employees are trying to buy the brewery?
Yeah, we mentioned it last week.
Good luck with that. Do they know how indebted it is?
Yeah, do they have to take
on they work the debt? There, so probably.
They're trying. They're trying. We'll see.
I haven't been paid in 12 weeks, but I'll buy the brewery.
Oh, man. We're keeping an eye on it. Hopefully that works out.
I've got 12 weeks worth of pay as a down payment toward buying the brewery.
Something to look out for later on in the week. And Thursday is National IPA Day. So it's the first Thursday in August every year is National IPA Day. So just get that in your head. So I wonder if Rad Stacy's going to be celebrating National IPA Day with an actual IPA.
Yeah, I will. Hey, you know what? If it's West Coast, if it's clear, if I can't walk on top of it because it's just full of haze, then I'm down. Yeah, when's National Hazy IPA Day? Because I'll sleep through that one. But
I don't know.
IPA,
I'll look that up. But Thursday is National IPA Day. All the listeners, please let us know what you're drinking on Thursday. I think Nick will participate.
I might. See if I'm busy that day.
So wait, is this? We didn't just pass it, right? It's next week.
No, yeah, it's this here. It's Friday right now, and this coming Thursday.
Right, exactly. I'm just making sure. Yeah.
It's not it's not yesterday. Rad Stacy.
Perfect.
But then don't forget about 805 Day after that.
Oh shit! Well, you're right.
Oh yeah, that's coming up.
Wait, when does that fall? Does that fall next show?
That's a Saturday. We'll have a show before.
Okay. Yeah. So next show, we get to talk about 805 Day. Do we bring it back?
So it will not. And it's very important, guys, that 805 Day has to be celebrated at 8:05 a.m. on 8:05 and also 8:05 p.m. on 8:05.
We did that. Yeah, that was Paul started that shit. So we gotta know it.
Not thrice, but twice.
Wait, it's a Friday. It's a Saturday, you said? 8:05?
Yep, it's a Saturday.
8:05 Saturday. Days falls on the Saturday? Wow.
Saturday.
It's going to be insane, guys. It's going to be insane, Michael.
And 8:05 every hour from 8 a.m. to
8
p.m.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right, we have to do 8:05 Day if it's on Saturday. I don't give a shit. We're doing
I'll make 8:05 chili. All right. And then we'll drink 8:05 and we'll just have like the freaking farts and the burps and everything.
I'm going to make 8:05 chili. That sounds really good. Wow. Dang. Firestone's going to get a big bump on 70.
I'm
going to
steam some crab legs over 8:05.
All right. Well,
you know, if you love it cold, imagine it cooked.
Link it in with the Invitational and say, see, guys, because you got us tickets into the Invitational, we're going to do 8:05 Day for you. But no, maybe they'll actually give a shit now because of that. The person before, wink, wink, was not really into what we did. So maybe the person now running the social media will actually give a shit that we're doing something for them.
Wait, there's somebody running their social media?
I don't know. they put together videos on YouTube. Farson Walker, they talked to, is it Matt Brendelson? They talk to him on YouTube pretty regularly, so somebody's doing something there.
I still am waiting to get on his podcast so I can talk about the history of IPA with him.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows.
Nobody knows.
I want to hear that episode immediately.
You'll blow like, them away, man. You'll be like, they'll be
shut
like,
up,
holy
listen. Now. Will you call me tonight?
Do you call that rad-splaining when you explain to
every
other
day.
Men?
Doug's all, you're rad-splaining again.
Be quiet so I can rad-splain this IPA business to you, all right? Mm-hmm. Historically important.
Actually, you, I'm from the industry.
You're not going to be able to make a great IPA until you know the fucking history, yeah, Matt. Man.
That's right.
Actually, and then in California in the 70s, we brought it back. Like, nobody gave a shit anymore. And then we're like, let's make IPAs because we're Californians.
It's true. Yeah. It's kind of like the wine industry when they started making Chardonnay. Everyone's like, what? And now they're all like, people get it. Yeah.
What? That's it. That's they did in French. That's what they sound like in France when they're somebody's like, I just heard right now.
Where?
Can you believe this? Where? In California, they're starting to make Chardonnays. What?
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas.
Yeah, that's what they, that's what the French people say to each other all the time. They're like, je ne sais pas. Quoi? Bah?
What? Sacre bleu. Yeah.
Oh, no. Not Chardonnays. Oh, yeah.
Don't they know about the Chenin Blanc?
Oh, my God.
We're going to get sued for making fun of
the country of France is going to sue us. The country of France against the perfect pour. Craft.
They're going to send us a bunch of hot 1664 and drown us in it.
Yeah. The judge decrees that we have to drink a French wine for 10 years on the show.
From the Rhine.
Yes.
So good. Anyhow.
Yeah, voicemails, guys. You could call the show. You can get on here and tell us what we're doing wrong. There's several ways you can do that. You can call our 24.
I'd like to see that list.
This is them. You can call our voicemail line, 559-492-0542. That is sitting there 24/7 waiting for you to call and leave a message. Or you can record something with your little smartphone or your in-home studio and send that recording to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com or just email us with writing on the typewriter on your type. It must be a word processor, and you have to put it on a floppy disk, and then you have to send it to us in the mail, and then we will play that on the floppy disk, or I'll read it out.
Floppy disk?
Because there's no way a floppy disk can handle an audio file. There's just no way. I can't imagine.
Nobody knows what a floppy disk is anymore.
No.
That's so funny. Well, I guess our...
Yeah, they do. What do you think? A bunch of teens listen to the show? You think a bunch of teens listen to this show?
Yeah.
And hey, listen, guys, if you're going to tell us what we're doing wrong, just know that the voicemail knows that you're being a dick and will cut you off after 30 seconds. So ordinarily it's 3 minutes if you're being cool. Yeah. And if you're,
I'll let you go 3 minutes.
What's going wrong? It's 30 seconds.
We have AI voicemail. It filters out the negative.
It does.
The Golden Gods, they give us that money. We're like, fuck, where should we put it? AI.
AI voicemail.
Oh. Can we get an AI bot to leave us a voicemail?
Probably. Yes.
That'd be awesome. Hello, Perfect Four. God. You are so great at the IPAs.
I recall a while back. Hey, guys. And Stacey. Paul here.
Hi, Paul.
It's summer, so I'm drinking a lot of lagers. Actually, that's in general where my taste preferences have been leading me for quite a while.
Good man.
Now. I recall a while back, Stacy referred to, you know, light beers and lagers as hydrating. Maybe jokingly, maybe not, but I'm discovering that actually kind of true, that it seems like when the alcohol level is below a certain amount, the water in the beer it flushes you out before you actually start feeling anything. I mean, I could pound two or three lagers and probably have a little bit of a buzz, but for the most part, it's nice because you can just keep drinking and not getting sluggish. In regards to lagers, Mikey, I've heard you often say that you want to try to get into them more, but it's just for the most part, you can't.
Yeah.
And I wonder if perhaps a little mindset change is all you need. Like, for example, you wouldn't go to a Japanese restaurant expecting Thai food, right?
Right.
So don't go into a lager expecting an IPA. So change what you're looking for. Okay. So start looking
for the negative
taste of the grains. I mean, it's a lot more subtle, just like Japanese food is a lot more subtle than Thai food. You know, you're not going to have a flavor explosion and a super duper hot bomb, but there's all these little subtle flavors, you know, the differences between the Pilsner malt or a Vienna malt and, you know, bready, biscuity, sweet, lots of subtle things that are worth looking for. And that might make lagers more enjoyable. If you're just saying, hey, I'm looking for different flavors than I normally look for in a beer. Who knows? Just a thought. But, you know, if that doesn't work, whatever. Like, nobody is required to like a different beer style. If they don't like it, they don't like it, and that's fine. So, but I do find that just a little mindset change helps me open my palate to different things that I wouldn't normally appreciate. All right. There is my snobbish advice for the week. Keep up the good work, y'all. Stay cool and hydrate with lagers.
Bye. Yeah, that's great.
And cold so, lagers.
Might be the thing to keep up the good work, guys. Go into it thinking like this is a quad lager.
Yeah.
It's gonna fuck my shit up.
Drinking a sour, I'm like, wait,
guys,
this is,
I'm so wasted.
This isn't an IPA, and let me try this other lager. This doesn't taste like an IPA either. This is bullshit. Now, but I'm gonna try what Paul's throwing down, the vibe Paul's throwing down, man. I'm willing to try. Any excuse I have to experiment with beer, I'm all about it.
Quad lager. Are there any quad lagers?
Quad lager. This is the biggest lager out there, man.
I'm not finding anything.
I love gold!
Yeah.
Finally, my third beer of the program.
Finally.
Bay Cyclone donated beer. This is, Bermuda Shorts Milkshake IPA.
Jesus.
I'm gonna drink it. I'm the Milkshake IPA guy now. I have to drink it forever. Textile Brewing Company out of Oyersville, Iowa. And
Iowa.
We like to educate a little bit and give out information. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this, but Iowa is on the left side of the Mississippi.
Holy shit. No way.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
That's what I was told. Nick, this is what Nick says.
That's what I said.
Yeah. If you guys have any.
It was relocated for COVID.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They were too far east of the Mississippi. And like, no, you guys. You could end COVID now if you relocate west of the Mississippi. And Iowa said, fine, we'll do it.
Iowa
can't. Take one for the team. Yeah.
We also
next
realized,
thing you're going to tell me is that we landed on the moon.
Yeah.
The fact that you believe.
No, but I'm going to tell you that crazy. Aliens were found in the U.S.
We landed in a Hollywood studio.
Oh, okay.
Called the moon.
Did you guys see the news today? You guys didn't see the
news. No, we didn't see
it. I don't watch the news. The news is fake.
The news.
Non-human biological remains were found.
Where?
The government's been covered.
In Clovis?
Yeah, in Clovis. Clovis, New Mexico or Clovis, California? Yeah. Which one? Where are we at?
Fresno, Texas or Fresno, California?
Whoa. Does Clovis, New Mexico have a craft brewery? I bet you they do. Somebody send us some of their shit. Yo, we got any like Clovis, New Mexico listeners?
Some real Clovis stuff.
Real shit. There is a quad lager out there, but it's not in production anymore by Brewers Nort. I found it. 10.3% ABV. Now that's your fucking alien.
Shut it down.
Somebody stopped it.
Stop it. Quit it. Get out of here.
Wow. Somebody stop that.
Clovis, New Mexico craft brewery.
Somebody stop that quad action. Quad lager action. Like, we're not going to do it. Not going to do it. wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. Still voicemailing.
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 Wait, wait.
Band.
Wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Oh, is that a crosswalk?
Wrestling with beer. I am your host of Sky 91. And of course, I am here with
Martina.
And we are walking home from the bar we're at tonight. We were just over at Jay Tim's restaurant having a beer. And we're walking across the street. There's an ambulance right there. Yeah, okay. And
well, do you need
good.
The ambulance?
We're good, I swear. Good. We're legally crossing the street. And, we were still over at J. Timothy's, and we were then over at Relic Brewing. Trivia night. We did not win, sadly. And we Ubered over to J. Tim's after that, and now we're walking back to my home. Fun night out. We had a Dancing Gnome Imperial
barrel
aged whiskey stout aged in Bushmill whiskey barrels that we got at Radar Palooza 3.
Pittsburgh.
So we shared that with some of our friends at the brewery, along with a German Dunkel. What was it called, Martina? Fergal?
Fegale.
What?
Fegale.
Fegale. Otherwise, not much else going on for drinking this week. Still taking it a little bit easy after Radar Palooza 3.
That takes a long time.
Which was so amazingly fun.
Great job to Tom. Yay.
Woo! Pittsburgh Tom! We had a great time over there. Before then, we...
Wait.
These people at Taco Bell are going to run us over.
Stop pressing the button.
They did not wait. We're going to run over at Taco Bell.
Awesome time at Radar Palooza in Pittsburgh.
Awesome time at Radar Palooza in Pittsburgh.
Don't combine Taco Bell with that much drinking, dude.
That awesome Dunkel at Relic tonight, too, that you brought over from Germany.
And the Dancing Gnome.
And the watercolors tonight from mango, pineapple, every fruit color. Woo! Okay, guys. Well, that's the bottom of the keg because of Sky 91.
And Martina.
Drank it. Psh! Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, the streets from the streets. Drinking and walking from the streets reporting. I like it.
Wait.
That was good. Like, I'm not waiting. They'll tell me to wait, voice.
No way.
Crosswalk voice.
No way. Bye.
I'll do what I want.
I found a cool brewery in Clovis, New Mexico called Red Door. It's a bowling alley themed brewery. The side of it has the dude painted on it.
What?
Yeah, dude. I'm down. Let's go.
Send it.
Road trip.
Send it.
You're Lebowski, man. Yeah. I'm the dude. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Right. It looks so good. It looks like the bar is actually a bowling lane, like going across the top of it.
Donnie! Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
My dream was to take Cedar Lane's bowling planks and make them into a bar top.
Yeah.
What happened with those?
Cedar Lane's.
Did they let anyone get the planks?
I don't know. What?
Somebody bought the wood. Yeah, somebody bought the floor. I don't know where it went.
That sounds like your friends that open up bars and can't open them up in Clovis, but they can open up other bars in Fresno. Clovis right? won't allow it. the only thing we have left is Brian just emailed, and I think he's just emailing while listening to the last episode and says, OMFG Mikey said zygote. I almost spit out my coffee. Have a great show. That was Brian's giving us a little shout out. And there you go. That's voicemail. It's a little light week this week. That's all right.
That's okay.
Doesn't all have to be gargantuan voicemail weeks.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, Nick says it does. Oh, sorry.
Guys, they did not list the Alex on my can. I don't know what I'm consuming right now.
Alex below 5%.
Aw. Weak ass oyster stout.
Weak ass oyster stout.
I like my oyster stout sessionable.
It's hydrating.
Yeah, I like my oyster stouts low alks, so I can, just drink them all day, man.
Yeah.
Untapped, we still use it. You know, not everybody does, but we still do. I mean, well, I do. Sometimes Nick and Stacy do. the Nick 80, what have you been drinking this week?
Did I untap? Oh, I think I did.
Did Nick untap? There is the question. Did Nick
untap? I was
untap?
Pretty proud of my purchase.
Oh, yeah. When you get proud, then you're like, oh, I got to go untap. show these motherfuckers what I got.
Show them. So I needed some situational beers.
Oh, okay.
As in, I had no clue what situation I'd be in, so I needed.
I could be in any situation. Beers. I need to have beer.
Yeah, I need a variety of beers to cover all any possible situations I could possibly be in. So, variety pack it was. And I went to everyone's favorite place, Beverages and Go Puff.
Oh, where beer goes to die.
Yeah, in the cold section, I needed immediately cold beers. So I had a situation. I needed a variety of beer, and I needed them to be cold now. So they do have four or five cold doors of beer anyway?
Yeah, sounds about right.
I found a mixed pack of Sierra Nevada Classics. And they said, on the box it says, we listened. We brought these back for you. So it had Hop Hunter, Ruthless Rye.
Ooh.
What was the red ale? Firefall Red is Tioga. What's the red ale? Flipside. Flipside.
Oh, yeah.
And Nooner Pilsner.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like,
I like Nooner.
I was like, okay. Brought him back. I was like, okay, this is either going to be super fresh or super fucking old.
You think they just put their old stock into the new variety pack? Just put them on.
Hey, new package.
We'll just put the variety pack packaging date on the outside, and we won't put any packaging date on the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Old me, new date.
Old me, who? Yeah, new date, who dis?
So the date on the bottles was 5/31/23. So
that's not disappointed. That's not bad.
And for Sierra, it's still holding up. Sierra is excellent with their shelf stability. I mean, is Rad Stacy? Is there a better brewery? Here we go. That milkshake IPA is getting to me. Is there a better brewery at shelf stability than Sierra Nevada? Forgetting macros.
Yeah, I'm going to say for a dad beer brands in California, I'm going to say no. I think Sierra Nevada is a definitely like trustable, and also like late May dates for right now, it's July. I would trust it 100%. Mm-hmm. And I even think that warm stored their beers hold up. Right. You know, just dry shelf stored. I don't think their beers degrade the way others do. Nice. They've got a good science down. So I got mad respect for Sierra Nevada. I dig it. You know what? Take note, dad beer brands.
Ah.
Bring that shit back.
Yeah.
Stop rebranding. Stop catering to the freaking the kids that are like, what have you done for me lately? Which like, are, fuck those people.
Which are probably like maybe 20% of the craft beer industry is like the what a, next beer, which I'm partially guilty of, I'll admit. But like, it's not the majority of regular craft beer drinkers don't want that, always want the new thing constantly.
Yeah, I think that 20% is high. I think that, you know, people who are like, what's the next new thing, who are like blogging about it and posting about it, they're very, very loud, but they're also promiscuous and they're not really supporting what craft beer culture needs to stay alive.
All right.
That's
we need we need standards here.
Yeah, we absolutely need standards.
I'm struggling.
You're not drinking that gigantic stout or that next new sour every single day. Like, there's everyday beers that even the 22-year-olds are drinking. They're just not posting about it.
Yeah, because like, oh, nobody's going to get excited about this. Nobody's getting excited about Sierra Nevada Pale. I'm only even
post I about get it. Pretty excited about a fresh Sierra Pale.
You want to float Rad Stacy's boat? Get her some fresh Sierra Pale.
And toss me a couple cans of Sierra Pale that's fresh. We're gonna float down that river together, boy.
That boat is gonna float like you've never seen a boat float before.
Or ladies. Hey. I'm discriminating. Hey, let's float on this tube floats. Together.
Yeah, man. Let's all float on. All right. Sorry. Any reference? Any song reference?
Well, I knew what song it was, so I don't know.
What else did you have, Nick?
So I had my, I had most of my mixed pack. I think I left a couple of stragglers out at the
stranglers.
Stranglers.
I like that for a beer that a big beer that's really like really messing with you. Like, oh man, this is a strangler. This beer is a strangler, guys. I don't know. Oh, I like that. I don't care if no one else does that. The strangler. That's good.
The strangler. Strangler beer. Speaking of lagers, I found myself at a sports bar.
Oh.
And
what sport were you watching?
What sport were you watching, Nick?
Was it live music?
Oh, okay.
Not football?
Not football.
No, they luckily, thankfully, they turned off the TVs that were behind the band.
Oh, nice.
So you could actually watch the band, not get distracted by the TV. But the choices were slim.
Somebody from the band's like, could you turn off the TVs behind us while we're playing? Oh, no, man. Everyone loves watching old highlights of what happened earlier today on the ESPN. No, I can't turn those off.
Yeah. I can't
this
turn
is the
that
Ocho.
On.
Yeah. Can't turn off the Ocho.
I would watch the Ocho because they'd broadcast dodgeball.
Yes, 100%. Obscure Sports Quarterly.
Right? You were on the dog show.
You were at
I'm sure
the,
there's a dog show on
you were
somewhere.
At Barrel House, Remote Tap Room, River
No,
Park?
Not Barrel House. This is a nondescript sports bar.
Oh, okay. I knew about this. The Bullard and Marks.
The other bar?
Bullard and Marks.
The Bullard and Marks. Yeah, Bullard and Marks bar.
There is a reunion of Mofo Party Band reunion.
It happened. It happened.
A low key Mofo Party Band reunion.
Those who were not there will forever have missed out.
I was
because
there.
It was epic. You were there?
Yeah, well, now from now on, I'm going to say I was there. Yeah, I was there.
Oh, okay. I was like, you didn't say hi? I'm disappointed.
No, I didn't, but I was there. I witnessed it. Mofo Party Band reunion.
There was lots of Fres celebrities there. Damn it. Lots of Fres celebrities.
Was Joshua T there?
No, man. Oh, I didn't see him if he was.
I was there.
He could have been lurking in the back corner.
I was there, so Josh wasn't. I was there. That's pretty. I don't know, Josh. Slipping.
There was a corner I did not have eyes on. He could have been back there, like, you know, newsing it up.
But that was a pretty low-key reunion there.
It was wild. It was wild. Blake Jones was there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Local referencing. I like when they local reference on the show.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. So I settled in with some Pacifico.
Whoa. Wow,
that is some situation.
And she's like, tall or short? I said, bring me a tall. I'll have one tall.
Yeah. Well, because you don't want to, you know you're gonna end up ordering another short.
Does what do you think? Does that go far with bartenders?
Yeah, I get away with it at Bolero. Like, tall or short? I'm like, what do you think? I always get the tall.
Well, okay, you're the cute one in this situation.
Yeah.
See,
in my cute girls get to say anything they want.
Not gonna go anywhere.
And if you start off with bitch, tall,
right? Yeah,
just kidding. No, yeah, don't take my advice, guys. Don't take my advice. Get in trouble. What do you think?
What do you think?
They'll do that.
I went for the confident approach, and I said, "Give me a tall."
They'll do that, like, Eddie, too. They'll do that. You want the short or tall? I'm like, well, let's just get the tall. Because we both know I'll just order two shorts at some point. So,
pretty much. I'm like, bang for your buck here. Yeah. Get the tall. Save money. Well, one tall turned into three talls.
Yeah, you know? Another tall.
Did you get a lime with it?
I did get the lime.
Of course. Good job.
I got the lime. But I did not feel any different than I did after one Big Sur IPA.
Wow.
I was like, damn, this is why brewers drink lagers.
Wow,
you could smash 66 ounces of this shit and go about your day.
Oh, your buzz closed out. It's just like when you're surfing, the waves just close out at some point. So you can't get any more buzz. It's just closed out. Your buzz closed out.
Right.
Damn.
Well, this is how breweries stay in business too. Like, you can, you know, you're ordering way more. So they're making
right.
More.
You're trying to find that
you're
buzz again.
More. Yeah. You're, you know, everything. You're paying more, peeing more, like
peeing
whole
more,
thing.
Paying more. It's all
right. More,
geez.
More inclined to order
more,
food.
More, more, more.
Yeah, you know, our bees. Yeah, that was the Audi at Audi's Olympic. We're
exactly.
like the bands are supposed to play, like, first band is supposed to be 9, second band, and then, like, I put on a couple of shows there, and it's like, and I used to hate when bands would start late, and I'm just like, so, like, it's like 9:30, I'm like, so, Audie, what's, we gonna get started? Nah, we gotta wait for some more people to come in. I'm like, what the fuck?
Why do I have to pay for them being late?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, oh, you're the owner and you want people to just keep drinking. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. He knows what's up.
So, anybody that gets frustrated.
Those bathtub beers are the best.
By a local show being late, it is the owner of the bar that's freaking causing everyone late. Don't blame the bands.
Profiting.
All right, so yeah, Nick's buzz closed out, which is always sad. And like, there's nothing else to do. Once your buzz is closed out, you have to go to bed. Like, there's like, well, I tried.
Oh no, we went to me and Ed's on tap after that and had some Orderville.
Oh no, wow.
Now, did that Orderville do anything for you?
Yeah, that tipped me over the edge.
That knocked you out. That was the knockout punch.
Yep. I feel it. Now, this is what I've been missing all night. Like, this is here it is.
Well, yeah. So yeah, if your buzz closes out, then maybe you gotta do like a big switch. You can't just keep you can't just keep hitting that same beer and be expecting the buzz to like improve or to keep going. You gotta switch it out. You gotta change gears. Switch gears. You know, Nick's car guy, he gets this. You know when you shift gears, Nick?
Yeah. Shifting forward?
Yeah. Shifting forward? Shifting reverse. Foreign or domestic?
Yes. You just hit overdrive. Now you're cruising.
Yeah. Hit that overdrive button.
Yeah. 80 miles an hour, but 1,500 RPM, you're safe.
Yeah. My Ford Ranger with the light bars has that overdrive button. So I just like, there we go, guys. Guys, are you holding on to something? Here we go.
Here we go.
I like to shift without putting the clutch in and just grind it down. Just make everyone super uncomfortable.
No.
Just kidding.
They ground them at the factory. We don't need to do it again.
Wait, which gear? This one? No. This one?
Look, I can shift without the clutch.
No, look. It still works, asshole.
Just not for as long.
Everyone, nobody let Rad Stacy drive your Porsche. Don't think.
Please. I'm a great manual transmission.
The thing is, we know Rad Stacy knows better. She's just rousing.
I know.
I am rousing you with it. I only rouse you because I've heard people do it, and then they were never heard from again.
They died right there. They just died.
What the fuck did you just do to my car? Get out.
Was there another beer, Nicholas? At least you got the clothes out.
I think I had a Dust Bowl therapist.
Yeah.
Monday night.
Dust Bowl doesn't send us beer anymore.
Shocking. They don't want
nice triple to close out the.
They
evening.
Used to send beer straight to the house, and they don't send it here anymore.
Oh, that's right. They realized we were on the gave list. Up.
Yeah, like you know what? Our sales are exactly the same as when we send a beer and we don't send a beer. Maybe we just won't send a beer.
Let's write them a letter. Hey,
hello.
Pen and paper.
My name's Michael.
Dear
Dust Bowl Brewing Company. I'm
send
in
it with a stripper gram.
California. I have a beer podcast and you don't send us beer anymore. I wonder what that is.
Please reply.
Please reply with reasons. Thanks. You have 48 hours. Your friend from South 99 South.
It's actually always been a dream of mine to quit a job through Strippergram, like to actually send a stripper with my resignation letter. I've never done it, but I fantasize about these things.
You're gonna have to get
to quit a podcast.
You're gonna if you ever quit the Perfect Pour, please, this is how you must do it.
Send you both a stripper.
Yeah,
man.
Both of us. Yeah, you can't just like
two stripper games.
Yeah, we can't just one of us get both in the same exact time. It's gotta be very coordinated and
the resignation letter is gonna be tucked somewhere where he's like, you gotta grab the letter. Don't. It's gonna be really hot.
And then my wife has to stand over my shoulder, like waiting to see if I'm gonna really do it. I'm like, babe, it's
come
for
on,
the
podcast. Grab the letter.
It's for the podcast, babe. Mm-hmm. I'm just watching you. It's for the podcast. I don't like doing this.
When I finally retire, it's going to be my retirement resignation. It's going to come via, like, I think I want to do, like, fireman stripper.
Oh, it's you got to get, so good. That's what you'll do to us. You'll send a male stripper. I'm like, man.
Well, of course. That's
another
the point.
Penis. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, it's not going to be some hot chick. It's going to be a dude.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm either a cop, a firefighter,
I got it,
or maybe a guy dressed up as a lawyer.
Like, oh, that'd be a good one. We're like, oh shit, somebody finally sued us. Firestone Walkers finally
is there an
sued us.
Involved? Can
they
we have an
finally
accent,
did it. They
I'll
finally
pay extra
did
for
it.
Accent.
Okay.
I'd be calling Nick on the phone, like, dude, they finally did it. Yeah, there's lawyers here. Firestone Walkers finally suing us.
For what?
I'll see you in Mexico.
We're telling the truth. Yeah. That's what.
I thought it was Canada, bro.
Oh, that's right. I'll see you in Montreal.
Yeah, BC.
No, I'll be in Montreal. It's a bigger city okay. that you can hide easy.
Oh, my gosh. You and your hockey.
Meet me in Dildo, Newfoundland.
I love it.
Now, I'm a Vancouver Canuck fan. But see, they'll look for me in Vancouver. They're like, Mikey loves the Vancouver Canucks. He'll be, he'll be like searching all over. He's got to be here somewhere. I can't find him, boss. No, he's here. He's a Canucks fan. You know he's here. All right, I'll keep searching.
Check the Tim Hortons.
Yeah, but and little do they know, I'm at a Montreal Canadiens game, y'all. Dumbasses.
Oh, my God.
Let's focus.
That was a new low.
That's enough for Nick. I don't care if he had the greatest beer ever. He hasn't talked about yet. We're moving
that's
on.
That's right.
Rad Stacy, what did you have this week?
Yeah. So
Rad
I
underscore Stacy with an E.
Yes. Rad
on Untap.
Underscore Stacy with an E. S T A C E Y.
Find her on Untap. Leave a comment.
Know. You might want to put the E somewhere else, but it doesn't go anywhere else. It's EY.
Yeah.
Not some other random fucking place.
Yeah.
I actually went to industry night at the Rec Room last night.
Oh, look at you.
I know. I was invited. Somebody told me I had a lifetime pass. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's
that
a
means
curse
you've,
or a blessing.
That means you've done so much for the industry.
All right.
You get to walk around forever as industry.
Yeah, so it was $4 pints for industry, which is pretty good. Yes. And, of course, they had the industry beer there, STS.
Oh, the industry brewing? Oh.
Industry Brewing Co. STS Brewing.
Sorry. Russian River beer.
Russian River. But so I asked for an STS, and when it was poured, it was completely foggy, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yo, what's
and
happening?
I look at it and I smell it, and I'm like, all right, it doesn't smell weird. And I don't know, it was like the bottom of the keg or something. And she was like, oh yeah, it's the end of the keg. And I'm like, but I've never had an STS at the bottom of the keg that was hazy, so I don't know what was going on.
I don't trust that.
I know is it was $4. I didn't spend for it. Somebody else bought it for me. So
it's always like, it's always good. Rough when you're in a place that you know you're going to come back to.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't
want to be like
crazy,
a dick and be like, I know this isn't the beer I ordered.
I know. It really wasn't. And but, I drank a little bit of it. And then I went for Death and Taxes because
that's
a great
beer.
Really good beer. And I also had the 50-50 collaboration with
Truckee's 50-50 Brewing
with Kern River, and it was the
Mountain Folk.
That's what they
should have called the beer, Mountain Folk. Oh my god,
no, it was Electric Puppy Machine Barrel Aged Stout.
What,
yeah,
Puppy Machine?
That doesn't sound like Mountain Brewery's name.
I'm gonna say, like, I was really excited about this beer because I love stouts, barrel aged or otherwise. But it was really, really sweet, like cloyingly sweet. And that was hard for me to get past.
I
was
sweet beer.
But other than that, it was pretty good. So yeah, that was my little industry night last night. And
did you mention the perfect pour at all during industry night?
I did. I actually asked them if we could just film not film.
Oh, no, wait. Do we have a project now, Red Stacy? That's not what
I
wanted.
Like, hey, let's record a show. And they were like, let's do it. Let's come to the Red Room.
Oh, that's fine. That's just drunk talk. That's fine. I've done that before.
We're like, way
oh,
south.
You should totally do a show here. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. We'll call you in the morning.
And so I was I was celebrating because, guys, I am officially a funeral director now.
Wow.
Early cheers to Rad Stacy. You can direct it all.
I can do it all. Yeah. You can
direct it all.
Allow me to.
You get a casket. Get a casket.
You're like, give that guy a casket. And they're all, are you sure, boss? I'm the fucking director. Give that guy a casket.
That's right. I passed the test. I passed the background. I officially have my funeral director's license here in the great state of California. And I can also use my license in Hawaii because Hawaii recognizes any funeral director's licenses from any other state.
Hawaii's not in the United States.
Wait a second.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
First, they're always excluded from grand prizes.
First, Nick's saying Iowa's is west of the Mississippi, and now you're saying Hawaii's in the United States? I don't think so, guys.
Please subscribe to Patreon so we could buy Mikey a new map.
My map is from 1638, and it says nothing about Hawaii or Iowa.
Yeah. Pangea era of the
Pangea,
So anyway, so this is the T-Rex district. Years. This is the Brontosaurus plane.
Oh, Bronto Burgers. Bronto Burgers.
Bonnie, we're going to get Bronto Burgers.
I did have some, like, logger thing on the sky deck of the Cambria Beach Lodge, but I can't remember what it is now. I was too deep into the moment of snuggling with my dog and watching the sunset that
I can't remember the what the beer beach lodge I had. Is
the important part in this conversation.
Right.
I can't remember what beer I had there. Okay.
It was really good. It was a logger.
Logger, of course.
Only
trolls drink IPAs from a deck.
Precisely.
What'd
you have, Mikey? Underscore
Stacy. Top whore? Let's see. What did I have?
Wow.
I'm interested as well. Oh, I think I'm using the wrong phone.
It's news to me.
Whoa. That's what I keep saying, man. Document your shit. That's what. Everyone like makes fun of YouTube, Untapped, and I'm like, bro, document your stuff. Don't worry about the other stuff. You can just use it as your own notebook for beer drinking. I don't know if I talked about this last week, but this beer I got at Whole Foods, I feel like I didn't, but maybe I did. The Tokiibi IPA from Doka Beer.
What? Doka
Beer.
I feel like you're not pronouncing that right.
I probably am not. But as an Oakland brewery, but it looks like they're a Japanese brewery, but they're Oakland. And it's Dokkaebier. And they're a brewery out of Oakland. And they got they got a 4-pack of IPA. They have two different ones.
What is it?
And they're in Whole Foods. Doka Beer. Doka Beer.
What's the letters again? D O.
D O K K E A B I E R.
Yeah. Dope.
Yeah. Dope. East Bay. Everyone in East Bay knows them. But
somebody's gonna
Asian
call
inspired
out.
Craft beer.
There you go. It's pretty good. If you see it, if it's still in Whole Foods, go ahead and pick it up.
There's always so many bearded weirdos in the aisle of the craft beer section.
You'll never know who you run into there.
Weirded beardos?
I had a rare outing, and I went out to Fresno.
Those are pretty much Korean goblins.
Dokkaebi.
Oh. Dokkaebi. Was I that far off?
Dokkaebi.
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 I typed in pronounce this.
Dokkaebi.
Thanks, AI.
I went to Fresno County's Crow and Wolf Brewing, brewery.
Oh, man.
And had a Signal Fire Pale Ale. I had a Stargazer Hazy. I had a Lucidity IPA. And then I had a Kolsch, their quarter mile Kolsch, which was the freshest one there. So I was like, what's your freshest keg? And they just put on the quarter mile. So, and then they had a lot of tacos as well, because they had taco trucks. Every Fresno brewery has taco trucks. This is, you can count them. Hen House Stoked Citra. That's also a Whole Foods beer. And
nice.
Alvarado Streets The Stuffs. My friend Aaron got that. And I had me the Stiffs from Alvarado Street. That's a hazy IPA. Like, they all, like, you know, most things. If it's an IPA, it's probably hazy. Pacific Dopeness from Cellar Maker Brewing. That was an IPA. Oh, it's okay. It wasn't that great, actually. And then the classic Mai Tai PA from Alvarado Street. Such a good beer. One of the best beers of all time, in my opinion. Anchor's Edge from Humble Sea. That is a pale ale. Wow, I really did some drinking this week. Chance of Sun from Pure Project Brewing. That was a hazy. Big Yikes from Modern Times Brewing. That was a double IPA. Look at me. Smogberry IPA from Smog City Brewing. That was a cola beer with
Smog City.
The Smogsberry snake tastes like Smogsberries.
Yeah. A juice box hero from Central Coast Brewing. And that was my drinking for the week. Dorktown on Untappd. The Nick 80 and Rad_Stacy.
So super quick with Dokabee. So Dokabeer is the name of that brewery that you're talking about.
Okay.
But their story is, so they're Korean influenced. Nice. And Dokabee are the mysterious shape-shifting creatures found throughout Korean folklore.
Ooh,
so that is the little basis there. I had to find out because I like that kind of stuff. So they're like goblins, shape-shifting goblins. So maybe if you drink enough Dokabeer, you'll see some of those shape-shifting goblins yourself.
I gotta start drinking some more.
Yeah, so maybe we should all just share a 12-pack and see what we see.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Just report what we see.
We'll all come out different people.
What are you seeing, man?
Okay. I'm ready.
What's happening to your face, man?
just my face.
Cheers. I'm just melting.
Nick, do you want to start us off with any cheers you might have?
cheers to new Untappd follower Stefano from St. Louis. Cheers to the Red Stacy. That was a big week she had.
Hey.
Yeah. Cheers to Red Stacy climbing the corporate ladder.
cheers to the single cam slam. I heard from him this week in my DMs. We're razzing each other about cars and such. And he says the fam is doing well. Good, if you don't remember their new parents, Mr. and Mrs. Single Cam, that is.
Do you need any advice? Let me know. I already went through it. Let me know, Single Cams. I'll tell you what I did wrong.
uh, That's my cheers.
All right. Rad nice. Stacy.
Well, cheers to the Golden Gods. I always feel like I don't do that portion, so I would like to cheers to them since they pay a little extra get a little extra, which is nice. Yeah. And hopefully you like that little extra.
Yeah.
Also, cheers to B-Rounds. I always love that he will listen to the episode kind of first thing on Friday morning and give me a call to nice. Politic with
he's
me, which is really
he's one of those Friday
fun.
Morning listeners.
Yeah, it makes me feel super connected. Like, he and I are actually not really in the beer industry anymore on a professional side, but we love to interact in that way. And it's,
you guys are,
it keeps my mind fresh. And
you guys are going to start your own distributorship.
Maybe.
I think it's going to happen.
We distribute three brands.
Yeah, just three.
I don't know which three yet. But, distribute three
only
brands
three.
And that's it.
Yep.
You can pick them out of the backseat of my car.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
805, 806, and 807.
Yeah.
yeah. So cheers to all of you guys. Cheers to everyone who supported me all this week and wishing me good luck and thanks and congrats on my making of myself a funeral director. It was really exciting. So I know that's kind of a little bit outside the beer industry, but it's an exciting facet of my day job life. And
What's your Instagram handle, Rad Stacy?
Instagram handle is just Rad Stacy, no underscores. Just at Rad Stacy, Stacy. Rad is spelled like Rad.
Nick, what's your
OG
Instagram
handle,
Nick? Is it the Nick 80?
It's just the Nick 80.
It could be. It could be.
Wait, does he not want people to know?
You
gotta edit that out.
You can see him and
Nick 80.
You can see him and Matt talking about some Volkswagen project they're on.
Probably.
Did you
try? Find me in Concord August 6th if you want to meet and greet.
Ooh, Concord?
Yes.
Where is that at? In Concord?
Yeah, it's near near Concord.
Is that west of the Mississippi or east of the Mississippi?
It's quite west of the Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Just slightly west. Slightly.
All right.
Slightly. Yeah, if you see the river, make a left.
If you're looking at the Mississippi River, you're not there.
See the Mississippi.
Probably a U-turn. Yeah,
U-turn. Start walking really fast. The other
back.
Way.
Follow the sun, folks.
Yeah.
Follow the sun.
Whatever the sun's doing, do
follow
what it's
the
doing.
Sun.
Is that a George Harrison song? What is that?
Beatles reference. Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, Mike, what about your cheers?
Well, I would
we
like
cheers
to
you.
Also add to the... Yeah, whatever. Add to the Golden Gods cheering because they keep the show running without us having to pay out of pocket. So thank you for doing that for us, Golden Gods. And they do get to hear the full show that everyone else doesn't get to hear.
Today on Cartography Talk.
Always juicy.
Oh,
always
man.
Juicy.
Oh, man. That tailgate juice. You'll want it, even if you don't like juicy IPAs. You're like, I like this kind of juice.
I want the juice.
Yeah, bring a towel if you're going to become a Golden God. Bring a towel.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. You want to have a towel nearby when you listen to the tailgate.
There'll be no wheezing the juice.
Also, pre-cheers this week. Like I was talking about National IPA Day is on Thursday, but there's another day this week. That the Nick 80's birthday is this week. Whoa!
What? You're not supposed to know that.
So pay attention. The Nick 80's birthday is coming up this week. If you want to, you know, send
you
him.
Figure out what day it is.
Yeah, send him. I don't want to say. I'll let Nick say, but I don't want to say. But, you know, send him some Venmo money so he can buy a beer or something. Venmo.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you exactly what it is.
You're like, wait a second. People are going to Venmo me?
Wait a
second. Here's all the information. Here's the last four digits of my Social Security. Here's
right. Here's all my passwords.
All the passwords. Nice. I use, by the way, it's just one password I use for everything.
Yeah. Admin.
Hold on, is your birthday still in July or is it in August?
Oh, it is in August.
It's in August. Yeah, happy August, everyone.
I'm just a month behind you, my friend.
What?
Plus a year, because if you were born in 80, I was born in 81.
Haha, I win.
I just stayed a little longer.
You're like, yeah.
That's right. I couldn't wait to get out.
You kept, Stacy kept hitting the snooze
button. Shit to do.
I kept hitting crosswalk, but it kept saying, wait, wait, wait.
Wait, 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 wait. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. Perfect
Best
Pour
callback
Pod.
Ever.
PerfectPourPod.com. We are on YouTube if you want to find us there. If you want to find us on Instagram, we are there. If you want to find us on the Twitter, we are there. And if you want to find us on the internet, we are there. PerfectPourPod.com. If you would like to leave us a review on the iTunes or the other thing that people listen to music and podcasts on, you can listen to, you can leave a review there too. That would help be helpful to us.
If you want to find us at our place of business, keep looking.
Yeah. Have a great week.
You can fuck right off.
Be safe.
Be safe. Always be safe.
Be good at it.
Have fun, though.
All the fun.
But before you do anything, before your day starts, please.
Brush your teeth.
Oh. And then.
Right. Probably a good idea. But then check your teeth.
And check your teeth after you brush your teeth.